When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello.
Podcast Network Asia.
Hey everyone, happy Monday and welcome to Kwentuhang Pilipina, a podcast and a community that aims to be a safe space for Filipinas to talk about all things books and business. I am Cleo Loque. I am the founder of Hiraya Pilipina and your host here at Kwentuhang Pilipina. Best known to Filipino audiences as one of the hosts of TV channel O Shopping, she now wears a different hat as a CEO of the country's first and leading full production e-commerce live streaming company, Shop Entertainment Live Incorporation. I am so excited to introduce to you our guest for today's podcast episode. So let's all welcome Miss Yasmin Neri Soyao. Hi, Miss Yas. Welcome to Kwentuhang Pilipina.
Hello, Cleo. Thanks for having me here.
Yay. So, Miss Yas, let's first start with a little icebreaker. So, are you ready for Never Have I Ever?
Yep.
All right. So, first is that never have I ever dreamt to become a doctor.
Should I say true or false?
You can say that you have or never, and then you can just
okay,
feel
got it, got it. Actually, I did. My parents are both doctors, and growing up, we were sort of parang nabubulungan na kailangan maging doctor growing up. But apparently, that didn't happen. I knew that I was more of a comms person. I love media and all of arts, so it wasn't really aligned to what I wanted. So. Yeah, I dreamt about it, but not really pursued it.
Got it. When was the time that you knew po na, I actually don't want to be a doctor. I want to take on a different path.
You know how you get excited with certain toys growing up? Like, if you're given a scientific microscope, na parang toy kit or like a dinosaur kit or whatever that's related to science. I don't find it amusing. What I liked was always the Barbies, the colorful toys, the dreaming. So I knew that it wasn't really me, but I was just hearing it from my parents that this is what they're doing. It's really, you know, taking care of the sick. But I like the fact that you're helping people. But growing up, even though I would run in the aisles of the hospitals because of my parents, parang it didn't really resonate with me. Parang other things excited me, and I think it's really media and communications.
I love that. At such an early age, you already knew kahit sa maliliit na bagay in the toys that you played na you like something else, and that's all right.
Yeah.
Next po is, never have I ever gotten an online purchase that was far from how it was advertised.
False. Naman ako mga nabili na medyo palya. Parang I thought maganda siya sa photos and yung mga video and the reviews is yung pala parang hindi siya fit for me. So I think it's a usual experience of any online shopper. But now I realize that it's really about looking for the authenticity marks or certain, let's say, if this product or brand comes from a trusted seller or maraming reviews, merong parang mall na kasama dun sa kanyang store, then that means na, okay, ito yung legit, ito yung kailangan kong bilhin.
Right. And also, I love na, well, I mean, you're the CEO of the e-commerce live streaming company, Shop Entertainment. And through lives, you get to really experience the product even without holding it firsthand.
Yes, Shop Entertainment is a live stream shopping company. So we usually cater to multinational brands, favorite brands already of our audiences. But we started exploring with small sellers, medium to small sellers, when TikTok Shop opened. So we started doing some collaborations with them as well with TikTok Shop China.
Great. And because of these live streams, I feel like mas maiiwasan yung online purchase na will be far from how it was advertised. Kasi compared to photos lang na pinapakita ng brands, live na siyang makikita, no? So, live mo na rin siyang ma-experience. And lastly, for our icebreaker, Miss Yas, never have I ever made a funny mistake during a live stream.
Hindi totoo yan. I remember when we were taping in ABS for O Shopping, our production was really taped as live. So we weren't really broadcasting live, but we were shooting as if everything is live broadcast. So I remember there was this pan and we were cooking popcorn inside the pan. And yung popcorn tumalon sa mata ko, but we were like recording already as live. So I couldn't really react na masakit kasi I still have some lines to throw about the features of the product. So parang nung nag-cut, doon na lang ako, ah, aray, ang sakit. Pero sobrang funny niya. And then they actually had a recording with that sa behind the scenes ng production. So mga ganon. Marami rin funny moments in home shopping.
So great to hear. And now I want to dive deeper, Ms. Yas, into your humble beginnings, no? Especially with the funny story that you mentioned. Because for those who didn't know, for our listeners, Yas actually started out as an actress while she was taking up clothing technology in UP Diliman. Is that correct?
Yes, correct.
Yes. So how did one thing lead to another? Can you kindly share your journey with us?
Sure. So I think I was in college and I just took this workshop in ABS. I knew that I love performing. Ever since I was a kid, I was always in skits or plays in school. You know, if there would be like a contest for performance, I would always be part of it. So I knew that I wanted to understand more, maybe just play with the whole acting stuff. So I went to this workshop in the network of ABS. And then from there, I was pulled out. I was with Jesse Manjola during that time. And when Jesse and I were pulled out, we got to talk to Mr. M. And then he said that he's launching this new batch for Star Magic. And he wanted the both of us to be part of it. So when we started doing the auditions, nakapasa nang nakapasa. Kasi hindi ko naman parang inisip that I wanted to be there. It's just like, hey, this happened. Let's go. Let's do it. It's fun. So that was the beginning of everything. Never really lined up in a very long line for certain contests. It was just pursuing something that was natural to me. And then eventually, when we started doing the whole acting stint, I realized that it was really serious pala. It's not just playing a part, but really being part of the showbiz culture. And I realized that it wasn't really a fit with my personality. I love performance, but I knew that there's a part of me that wanted to do more than just the showbiz culture. So I pursued my studies, even though I was in college, I still pursued it because I knew at the back of my head that, yes, this is fun, but it might be fleeting. It's best if I finish my education and, you know, I have choices in life after this. And even after I graduated, pursued showbiz a little, I realized that I was getting older. I was like in my mid-20s already. And I said, I want to understand more about the sustainability of this whole media stuff. Because it's really fun being on camera, but I want to understand how it is like doing the shows themselves. So I started studying to become a producer. I applied as an intern for a production house. Eventually, they taught me how to shoot, write, and edit. Most of them are broadcasters trained by veteran broadcasters. So we started doing shows. It was like a current affairs and feature lifestyle shows. And I started doing TV segments for producing while at the same time doing hosting, which was with O Shopping during that time. So I was hosting and then learning the production side of things. And after learning that, I was like, I still want to learn more. I think it's not just about creating the video or the material itself, but how do I really make this passion of mine really sustainable? And I thought of the business side of things. Because again, time is of the essence. I was already around 26, 27 during that time. And I was like, I want to do more. I want to study more. So I took my MBA, understood the fundamentals of business, and tried to apply it with the production company I was with also. So I started doing business dev, selling the media packages and all. And eventually, I became a manager for ABS-CBN. I shifted on the other side of the camera after telling myself that I think I'm good with the whole hosting stuff and the producing stuff for now. I want to dig deeper and understand this whole industry. So eventually it landed me the role of a market head in ABS-CBN Creative Programs Inc. And I was given an opportunity to create two millennial brands for digital. And from there, that's when I really understood that, you know, you can't really just box yourself with one aspect of your passion. There are so many things on how you can expand as a person.
On some days, do you also feel like you don't have what it takes to be the CEO of your life? Alam mo yon, parang it's just not the vibe. Boss Besties, we are with you in your everyday struggles. And we are not just here to cheer you on, we come with innovative solutions too. Guess who? Of course, it is Hiraya Pilipina. Hiraya Pilipina is here to create empowering merch that motivate you to speak your mind. It is our Hiraya, our vision, to encourage and empower you to go on kahit pa may everyday challenges kang hinaharap. Para sa Hiraya, para sa pangarap. With tons of products to choose from like powerful merch such as tees, totes, caps, innovative abaca masks, and the newest in the family, our very own nipple pasties, you can surely find a brand new staple for your everyday ganaps. We're Hiraya for you, babe! Nabudol ka na ba? Check out Hiraya Pilipina on Instagram, Shopee, and Lazada to learn more. I love that. I love your story and how you were able to integrate each one of your passions and how you continued to pursue learning even as you go through your career, no? So I want to ask Ms. Yas, no, before we proceed to our next question about feeling discouraged in a changing path, I first want to ask na, if there's one thing that you think you did right with your career, may I know what it is?
Letting go of my freelance life to really face the reality of things, but at the same time, learning from those reality, thus making me create this whole new organization that I have now. What do I mean by that? Yes, I did pursue my passion growing up, but there came a point wherein I felt like I was being unstable already. I was in my mid-20s. Yes, I was doing things that I love, but opportunities weren't really presented to me. You know, I really had to like look for it. But looking for it can be really tiring and it takes a lot of time. But meron kasing part sa akin na sabi kung gusto ko nang magkaroon ng sarili kong investments. I was around 28 and I was transitioning towards my 30s and I was like, I need to save up more. I want more opportunities. And I think I'm looking for stability in this phase of my life already. So that's when I decided that, okay, I took my MBA. I think I'm prepared to really shift from doing my freelance hostings and productions, acting. I think I need something that's stable and I need to learn more, especially when it comes to structure. So I let go of my show, which was O Shopping. I really love the people there. I love what we were doing, but I felt like I wasn't growing anymore. I wanted to learn more. So I let that go and transitioned into corporate. And from there, I learned so much. I realized that my okay wasn't the okay of people who are really excellent in that industry. All I knew was what I knew. But there was so much more out there. And that really humbled me and opened so much perspectives for me. And I just kept on absorbing like a sponge. And then after that, I realized, yon, after like a couple of years, I jumped the ship when I saw an opportunity to create a business with trusted and wise business partners who are already part of the e-commerce industry. And me having the knowledge in broadcast, digital, and even the operations of home shopping was just a perfect fit. It all came together. And the timing was so right. So I jumped ship. There.
Wow. Grabe. That was a journey. It was not easy.
But yeah. Very, very humbling.
Wow. I love that. In the opposite side of the spectrum, may I also ask, what is one thing that you think you did wrong or you think you failed in this aspect that you now want others to avoid?
I think like at a certain point, I felt like I was stuck because I had this mental state wherein I was saying, okay, I'm already doing what I'm passionate about. I'm supposed to be happy, but why am I not happy? And I felt so stuck. I think this is what I love doing, but how come I'm not stable? How come I still feel insecure? How come there's no breakthrough? So it went a while and I always questioned myself. But at the end of the day, it's really not just about looking at your passion one-dimensionally. There are some other ways to grow it, you know, maybe not the same aspect of that passion, but it's a lattice, you know, lattice, L-A-T-T-I-C-E. Like corporate people would say that success and progress is like a ladder, but how I learned it, it's like a lattice. Lattice is like you can grow horizontally, vertically, horizontal again. So it means that there are so many ways on how you can grow as a person, but it should connect from one point to another. Like for me, the anchor was really media and communications.
I love that. You've changed your career paths from one thing to another. You integrated your passions, as you've mentioned. But did you ever feel discouraged? Because there is this notion that you should have figured it out already. What motivated you to try and try?
Because if you don't try, you're just going to be stuck and you're just going to feel the same and you're just going to parang feel defeated. So you just have to keep on moving. There's no other way, right? If you really have that dream of creating an impact in whichever industry you are in, then you always have to move. If this doesn't work, find another way to make it work.
Now, let's move forward to your company right now, Shop Entertainment Live, no? Because pre-pandemic, online shopping wasn't as big as it is right now. For you, Ms. Yes, how important was it to build this new venture with the right people? Because I knew that you also have your business partners in this venture.
Yeah, it's all about timing. And again, it's also about getting the fundamentals and structure first. Because even if you have a talent on something, but you don't know how to make it sustainable, you don't have structure, it's not going to scale up. And, you know, I really believe that no man is an island, you know, that cliche. Because you can't really succeed with just yourself. You really need other people to help you get to that goal. So having the right people who have the same mindset would be very, very beneficial. One of the things that sort of guide me is this principle that I learned from one of my mentors. So it was ability, need, and passion should all coincide. So if you're good at something and you're passionate about something and you know that there is a need in the society for it, then pursue it. But if you have an ability for something, you have passion for something, but there's no need in society for it, then maybe it's not the best bet or it's not like the sweet spot for you. So if that can help guide you towards a certain direction, then it will all fall into place and you'll feel right.
Right. Ability, Was it ability, need, and passion? Once they coincide, that's where you find your sweet spot.
Yes. Actually, I got that from A&P, from Anthony Pangilinan. So he was one of the people that I would always talk to during those times in showbiz wherein I'm like, okay, I'm lost. What do I do? And I would talk to him and he would give me some principles like those.
Wow, I love that. Thank you for sharing that with us, Miss Yas. It reminds me of the ikigai, the concept of ikigai, wherein you incorporate the thing that you love, you're passionate about, your mission, you know, and of course, what you can be paid for. Because that's where you find your sweet spot in order to make that thing sustainable as well for you, no? It's really great. Thank you so much for that.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Now, Ms. Yas, to all our aspiring entrepreneurs out there, because maraming nag-aspire to become entrepreneurs, especially in this day and age, no? What is your advice if they are looking for a gap in the industry that they want to fulfill? Because, yeah, diba, from your personal experience, you don't wake up and think that, oh, we need a live stream shopping network. So I want to know, what is your advice if they're looking for a gap in this industry, in the industry they want to fulfill?
First off, you just have to read up with certain trends, especially when it comes to digital. So there are some things that are coming up in other countries that aren't present in your market or in your country just yet. So for example, in my case, my business partner actually went to China and was one of the Alibaba Eve fellow founders. And he saw that there was such thing as mobile e-commerce, mobile live streaming. And when he got back here in the Philippines and we started talking, I'm like, oh, it's like home shopping television, but only on digital. And then when we saw that the trends for e-commerce are increasing here in the Philippines, likewise the other markets in Asia, then most likely it would increase more here in the Philippines. So let's just jump the gun and do this, pioneer this and be the first ones to do it. But of course, finding the gap is not really the challenge. It's more of there's this principle in business, you know, like having a burn rate. What do I mean by that? It's not just having your capital, but understanding how long will you live for that startup. I mean, burn rate is like your cost every month. If you're going to make your business sustainable, how long or how much do you have to stay this certain time? For example, you want to try out your business for 3 months first. If it works, then you invest more. So you need to have money for 3 months to make it work. And then you create a minimum viable product. That's where the challenge comes in. Because even if you have a minimum viable product, does the market really need it? If there's no fit in the market, then it's not going to work. But if there is, then try to invest more and see how 6 months would be good for you. And again, you need to have money for 6 months. Even if you don't have a sale, you need to have money for 6 months. So it's like that. It's really more of the grind rather than the idea itself. Like what they say, ideas are great, but execution is gold. So it's like consistency, sustainability, the grit, the things that you have to sacrifice or risk, willing to risk in order for you to really make it. So it's not easy just to dream. It's really doing it.
I heard about... Yeah, wow, that's so much learning, Miss Yas. I actually learned about the minimum viable product in this book called The Lean Startup, if you have heard of it. And I totally agree with you because I think a lot of people think na parang kapag magsisimula ka ng business, kailangan, you know, I mean, of course, you give it your all. But I think dun papasok yung kahalagahan ng minimum viable product because in this MVP, no, you don't actually have to give it your 100% yet because you want to test it out if it will work sa market, if the people would love it, if the people will need it. And what was the turning point or what was the light bulb moment na when you believed na the live stream shopping network is a need or is a must-have here in the Philippines?
Well, first off, when we saw that indicators like the big e-commerce platforms started having live stream tools on their own, and knowing that there are market studies outside of the Philippines that this industry is actually getting bigger and bigger, it's growing. And here, we're just starting. So that was an indication, first off. Second was when I was already doing it, of course, it was hard to sell it. You know, the brands didn't really believe it just yet. But when I started doing minimum viable products with big companies and started creating data points that make sense, then that's when they started believing. And when I got, I'll give a shout out, Unilever Philippines, that was the breakthrough. Because such a big company, holding great brands as well, trusting a startup like us, doing their live stream campaigns for a year during the pandemic was just eye-opening for a lot of brands. And that's when brands started pouring in. So right now, we actually have 250 brands. Most of them are multinationals from different shopping categories as well. FMCG, services, platforms, fashion, beauty. Dami pa eh, iba-ibang categories on online.
Wow, that's so huge. And having that breakthrough talaga, kumbaga dun mo namukuha yung momentum to continue and continue pursuing it. So that's so great. That's so great, Miss Yas.
It's really giving value to the people that you want to help, like your target market. How are you really helping them? And what are the returns for them? Are you really giving them like a solution to certain problems? Because if you are and it makes sense and you prove that you are really helping them out and they understand that, then it would ripple eh? And they would keep on becoming loyal to you.
Do you think that's how you got your breakthrough? Like it's not because of chasing it, you know, but it just came. It just came to you because you're providing value.
Yes, I think that's where every parang successful entrepreneur is at, parang providing value for their target market, for their customers. And if the customers are really looking for that service or product because they are really helping their lives better, then yeah, it becomes really sustainable and that's where you really grow.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for that. It actually clarified my mind kasi sometimes akala natin na in order to get a certain breakthrough, you really have to, you know, chase it, chase big, chase that certain big goal. But I feel like it's all in giving. It's all in providing what you can. It's all in providing value to your customers, to the people around you. And it just comes back.
Yes.
And to conclude this episode, Miss Yas, I want to ask this last question. From your personal experience, how do you know if it is time to leave a certain job? How do you know if it is time to level up?
Yeah, when you don't see growth anymore, when you feel like you're going to do the same things down the road, like after doing the same things for 3 years, then maybe you need to shake up things a little bit more. Because if you learn more, that's where growth comes in. It's not going to be comfortable, but the more uncomfortable you are, the more learnings that you will be able to get. So that would help you become better and reach that certain goal that you have.
Mm-hmm. And to conclude this episode, Miss Yas, thank you so much. What stayed with me from my kwentuhan with you is that first, growth is like a lattice that connects from one point to another. That really stayed with me because unlike a ladder that is continuously moving up, you said na it can move from one point to another in different directions. But then the most important thing about it is just that it connects. It connects from one point to another. Second is that structure without talent is not scalable. That actually really stayed with me because it's true, no? Na you have a gift, it's true, you have a talent, yes, but without structure, without you having the experience or the knowledge on how to make it happen or on how to make it sustainable, it will actually be not useless naman, but it will kulang siya, kumbaga, without structure.
It's gonna be mediocre.
Right, yes, true. And lastly, this really stayed with me. It is what your mentor told you, no? That ability, need, and passion should coincide for you to get your sweet spot and for you to make that business sustainable. Kayo ba, listeners? What stayed with you? Please do not forget to share the podcast to your Instagram stories and tag us at Kwentuhang Pilipina, at Yas Mary Sayaw, and yours truly at Your Sunshine Cleo on what stayed with you. Anong nanatili sa inyo from our kwentuhan? Special thanks to our managing editor, Aliana Patrimonio, and this podcast is brought to you by Hiraya Pilipina and Podcast Network Asia. This has been Cleo Locke, and I will be back for more kwentuhan every Monday on major podcast platforms. So please do not forget to follow us on Spotify, Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook, Kwentuhang Pilipina.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.